offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tropical Storm Fay is making her way over South Florida, where hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says rain is already starting to fall.
The rain bands are already spreading on shore with some locally gusty winds in both the Keys and southern end of the Florida Peninsula, so it's already underway.
Some locals are riding out the storm, but tourists have been urged to evacuate. Governor Charlie Crist says it's hard to say at this time what areas in Florida will be hardest hit.
Floridians should not focus on the storm track, as we always say. It's a broad area where this storm is going to have an impact.
Crist declared a state of emergency over the weekend and says as many as 9,000 National Guard troops are standing by. Flash flooding in a side canyon near the Grand Canyon forces about 50 tourists and members of the Havasupai tribe to spend the night in a shelter. People still in the canyon may be evacuated by helicopter. John McCain told a veterans group in Orlando that Barack Obama has placed his political self-interest ahead of his country's in his opposition to the war in Iraq. He says there's a key difference in the approach the two candidates are taking on the issue.
Both candidates in this election pledge to end this war and bring our troops home. The great difference is that I intend to win it first.
Obama is scheduled to speak to the group tomorrow. President Bush plans to attend on Wednesday. Words of praise today for Pervez Musharraf from the State Department after he announces his resignation as Pakistan's president. This is the AP's Sagar Magani.
Musharraf became a close American ally after 9/11, even as his popularity at home fell. Rice today said he was one of the world's most committed partners in the war on terror after she told Fox News yesterday he was a good ally who kept his word on ending his military rule.
Secretary of State Rice is heading to Europe to meet with NATO ministers about the ongoing situation in Georgia. There are reports today that Moscow now has positioned missile launchers in that country. On Wall Street, the Dow's down by about 85 points. This is AP Radio News. While the world was watching Michael Phelps win 8 gold medals, there's a reason Olympic protesters are nowhere to be seen in Beijing.
The official Chinese news agency says there have been 77 applications for protests within 3 approved protest zones during the Olympics. Not one has been approved. The report maintains almost all the applications were withdrawn because the underlying problems were addressed by relevant authorities. There have been no protests in the sanctioned areas, and some who have applied for protest permits have been taken away, according to their families. On Monday, about a dozen people applied for permits to protest their forced evictions from their homes for a redevelopment scheme. Plainclothes security officers were seen videotaping and photographing them. Warren Levinson, Beijing.
A man and a teenager have now been charged with the murders of a British couple on their honeymoon in Antigua. Police have not yet identified the suspects. And bison that got loose were shot and killed in Illinois after they blocked morning traffic on a major highway. Police had to shut down Interstate 55 about 60 miles southwest of Chicago. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by AOL Autos. No matter where you are in life, finding the right car is easy. With fast results, consumer reviews, easy search, and peace of mind, AOL Autos can help. Find out more at autos.aol.com.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to gotomypc.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit gotomypc.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now in paperback at fashionfighter.net.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at fashionfighter.net. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book, at fashionfighter.net.
To the campaign trail, a major
the media news cycle. It's a cheap, cheesy, sensationalist process run by shallow, ratings-obsessed idiots.
But in a Fox exclusive,
used to stir up the most pointless nonsense and to bring out the absolute worst in the American voter and those they elect. Say no to the media news cycle. Equip yourself with the truth on the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Happy Monday, August 18th. Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. We had a great weekend in Seattle. I got to tell you about that in just a second. A couple things we're going to talk about this hour. The news release that Rick Warren sent out, which I have here, and which is how McCain and Obama were informed of what were going to be the topics of discussion, seems to have a rather startling disconnect from what actually happened at, Saddleback Church over the weekend. And so I want to share that with you. There's a fascinating piece over at the Asia Times right now talking about what's going on in the Ukraine and the Russian perspective on what's going on. Medvedev has just come out and said basically, well, the headlines from Times Online, cross us and we will crush you. And so, you know, everything is amping up. But we had for the weekend, Louise and I took the train up to Seattle on Saturday afternoon. And Saturday, we got there at 4. The gig starts at 5. At 4:30, we meet out in front of the hotel with Mike Malloy and Randy Rhodes and Stephanie Miller and Sam Cedar and Ron Reagan narrated. He was there, but he wasn't in the car with us. And so here we are. We get into this SUV with this Russian driver who speaks very little English. I was tempted to say, «Здравствуйте, товарищ!» throw some Russian at him. But I very quickly figured out that it would be a bad idea to try to throw any Russian at this guy. He pulls away from the hotel, and the street we're on is First Avenue. It's going south. Where we need to be is about 8 blocks north and a couple blocks, I think, east or west or whatever. We need to go 8 blocks north and a block or so off. And he starts going south. And he drives for like 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And we're just like wandering out, you know, and finally Sam in the back, you know, thank God for Sam. Sam in the back pulls out his iPhone and does the map thing on it and says, I think we're going the wrong direction. And the guy in the front, and so Stephanie Miller is in the front, who's wearing the shortest skirt I've ever seen with fishnet stockings. And she said she claimed she had to do it to compete with all the brains in the car. She made that point to 1,400 people Saturday night. Anyway, Stephanie, it was wild. So Stephanie's like, do you know where you're going? He's like, no, I don't know. They didn't tell me where to go. This is 15 minutes into the ride. We've got to be there in 15 minutes, right? So at that point, we finally, Malloy in the back is going, where did you learn how to drive? Oh, my God! He's in full Malloy mode, which is just further angering the driver. The driver's just, like, you know, really starting to lose it. But it was also getting his attention. And so the driver makes a right at all of our insistence, but see, we really needed to go left. We were on first. We needed to go left up to third, you know, or up to fourth because the meeting was on third. But anyhow, he makes a right and gets us down on the waterfront. And we're all the way down on the waterfront. And the city of Seattle is now like climbing up this hill. There's no right turns you can take. And we're stuck in this huge traffic jam because all these people are going to see the Bears play the Seahawks. There's this huge game that starts in 25 minutes. And, we're debating whether we should get him to do a U-turn because there's no traffic going the other way. But we're going in the right direction. So Sam is doing his GPS thing. And at that point, because all we could see was water. I mean, we were alongside the water, and Randy's like, we can swim to the event. Because we were heading out towards the islands. And I was keeping in touch with Paul Fredericks, the grand poobah at Talk 1090, and the 1,400 people who were waiting for us. But we made it. Felt like kissing the ground. And the driver's now in therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder from Mike Malloy. And by the way, the one thing we forgot Saturday night, all of us actually forgot to say, and should have been said to the folks at Talk 1090 was thank you. This was an incredible gig. 1,400 people paid $25 a piece to show up and listen to us for 3 hours rant and rave. We had a great time, or at least I had a great time. I think I can speak for everybody. And so Paul, Holiday, all the great folks at Talk 1090 in Seattle, thank you. And if you're a listener in Seattle, call the station and let them know how much you appreciate it, because we didn't have an opportunity to express that and really should have. Now, back to Brokeback Church, Saddleback Church, excuse me. I have a news release here in my hand to political editors, dated Monday, July 21st, 5 a.m., dropped into PR Newswire and U.S. Newswire. These are news services where you drop a news release in and they distribute them out. Dateline Lake Forest, California. Senator John McCain and Barack Obama, respected blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. They're going to come to the Saddleback Church on Saturday, August, and blah, blah, blah. Rick Warren is quoted in the news release. He says, we're honored that the candidates chose the Saddleback Civil Forum on Leadership and Compassion for their first joint appearance, an unprecedented opportunity for America to hear both men back-to-back on the same platform. And he continues, this is a critical time for our nation, and the American people deserve to hear both candidates speak from the heart, without interruption, in a civil and thoughtful format, absent the partisan gotcha questions that typically produce heat instead of light. I will be raising questions in four areas beyond what political reporters typically ask. This includes pressing issues, and then he lists the four areas. This includes pressing issues that are bridging divides in our nation, such as poverty, HIV/AIDS, climate, and human rights. So Barack Obama came all prepped to answer questions about poverty and climate change and human rights and HIV/AIDS, and got asked questions about Supreme Court and abortion. And this is after Warren says none of the hot button issues where this is not going to be a litmus test. In fact, he goes on to say in this press release, this lying press release from Rick Warren at Saddleback Church, he says, since the oath of the president is a commitment to protect the Constitution, it's critical to know how each candidate interprets the nature of its principles. Its principles, like, you know, maybe habeas corpus. I just find this mind-boggling, frankly. Mind-boggling. Not to mention the fact that it's pretty clear that while John McCain didn't hear what went on, and in fact, it would have been stupid for him. He was not, by the way, in the cone of silence. Rick Warren gets up and he says, John McCain's in a cone of silence. He was lying, and he knew he was lying when he said it. Because John McCain was in his limousine on his way there. Now, there was some speculation, there's been some speculation in the media, that McCain, being in his limousine instead of in his cone of silence, was listening to the debates. He certainly seemed to know what was going to be asked. He certainly seemed to have stories, anecdotes, and short, pithy answers pre-prepared for what was asked. In fact, at one point, he was even, when are we going to get to the question about the Supreme Court justices? Even though he was asked a question about abortion. And he says, you know, because if you're going to talk about abortion, you've got to talk about the Supreme Court. I don't think that he was listening. I don't think they were playing XM in the limousine. I think instead that his aide sitting next to him was listening with an earphone and was saying to McCain, get ready. I want to know the story about the guy with the who drew the cross in the sand, about your POW time, which, by the way, is a story that McCain was not telling years ago, never told initially after he left Vietnam, and seems to only have been telling since he read it in a Solzhenitsyn novel. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote the story of, you know, this, I mean, this is right out of Gulag Archipelago, or however you say it, the great Gulag story, where he says, it was Christmas Day, and we were allowed to stand outside our cell for a few minutes. In those days, we were not allowed to see or communicate with each other. This is McCain. Well, here's Solzhenitsyn. And he's saying essentially the exact same thing. I will share it with you right after this break. And it is really, really quite astounding. It also looks like, you know, McCain also cited the story of the Down syndrome women being fitted with blow up vests to go into Iraq. Turns out that's an urban legend, too, at least according to the military. McCain quoting this. Bottom line, facts don't matter for the McCain campaign, just sound bites.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
Look, it's a fact. Most people judge you on your appearance, and it's no different when it comes to your home. But if you're more of a low-maintenance type when it comes to keeping up appearances, then I have a solution just for you. Did you know that stucco offers you the versatility and affordability of a virtually maintenance-free exterior with unlimited design options? Stucco is also known for its durability in the harsh Arizona sun, and it provides curb appeal that can dramatically increase the value of your home. No one knows stucco better than the professionals at Mad Stucco. They have over 25 years of experience in stucco installation. They have an array of colors and textures. Got cracks in your old stucco? No problem. At Mad Stucco, no job is too small for their superb on-time, valley-wide services. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call Mad Lath and Stucco at 480-538-0144. When it comes to keeping up appearances, don't get mad. Call Mad Stucco at 480-538-0144. That's 480-538-0144. Or log on to madstucco.com.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now, short sales and foreclosures are at an all-time high in Arizona. This has created a small window of opportunity for every type of home buyer. In some cases, properties are selling below 60% of their market value. Real estate investors and speculators have already started buying these properties at a rapid pace. We at 76 Mortgage have a goal: help our clients take full advantage of the current Arizona real estate market. We have hand-selected real estate agents who are experts at getting our clients the best possible deal in today's market. 76 Mortgage still offers the best rates and lowest fees, and we are still offering no money out-of-pocket financing to qualified borrowers. Mortgage rates are still low, and it's a buyer's market. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique, independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers, the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
People listen, I'll tell you true. Barack Obama don't like the Jews. He's a Muslim, a terrorist freak. Even if he's in church every week with Swift Boy to affect the voting. No sugar coating, we ain't joking. We're Swift Boating. He'll make this country a hippie commune, running on fried grease and methane fumes. Make your children learn Spanish too. Make your mama eat Muslim food with Swift Boating. Defect the voting.
Minutes past the hour, the Tom Hartman radio program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. No, I don't think so. Oh, boy. Along with other prisoners, he worked in the fields day after day in rain and sun during summer and winter. His life appeared to be nothing more than backbreaking labor and slow starvation. The intense suffering reduced him to a state of despair. On one particular day, the hopelessness of his situation became too much for him. He saw no reason to continue his struggle, no reason to keep on living. His life made no difference in the world. So he gave up. Leaving his shovel on the ground, he slowly walked to a crude bench and sat down. He knew that at any moment a guard would order him to stand up, and when he failed to respond, the guard would beat him to death, probably with his own shovel. He'd seen it happen to other prisoners. As he waited, head down, he felt a presence. Slowly he looked up and saw a skinny, old prisoner squat down beside him. The man said nothing. Instead, he used a stick to trace in the dirt the sign of the cross. The man then got up and returned to his work. As Solzhenitsyn stared at the cross drawn in the dirt, his entire perspective changed. He knew that there was only one man, that he was only one man against the all-powerful Soviet Empire, yet he knew there was something greater than the evil he saw in the prison camp, something greater than the Soviet Union. He knew that hope for all people was represented by that simple cross. Through the power of the cross, anything was possible. Solzhenitsyn slowly rose to his feet, picked up his shovel, and went back to work. Outwardly, nothing had changed. Inside, he had received hope. From Luke Voronis, The Sign of the Cross, published in Communion Magazine, Poshka, Issue 8, Poshka, 1997. And interestingly, John McCain's The Prisoner story, you know, he was a prisoner and the guard came and with his sandal drew the sign of the cross. Back 5 years ago when John McCain was telling this story, he was telling it about another prisoner. He wasn't telling it about himself. The story has morphed over the years. Well, you know, when Joe Biden used a phrase that somebody else, another politician, had used in a speech, used it four or five times, and attributed the other politician the first four or five times he used it. The last time he used it, he didn't. And it was used to take him down in the presidential primaries back, 12 years ago, I think this was. He was called a plagiarist and all this. I mean, it was all blown out of proportion. And in fact, I think Joe Biden would make a great vice president. He's my number one pick for vice president. But anyhow, Biden was accused of plagiarism for something that was much less, irrelevant compared to this. It had nothing to do with his biography. It had nothing to do with this being a prisoner of war. You know, I think that actually the time has come. Plisko has a piece over at YouTube. Well, I'll have to grab this thing and put it on our website. The video challenging John McCain as a war hero. John McCain graduated at the bottom of his class in the Naval Academy. It was his family connections that got him a command position in the Navy, where he became known as a party boy. This is what Roy is sharing in his video. While training in the Navy, his planes crashed twice and once collided with power lines. He was an incompetent pilot. As a combat pilot, he failed to act on a missile alert and his plane got hit. A bad ejection led to injuries, which led to him being captured. Family connections helped him again. He was treated better than other detainees. He wasn't punished as much as other prisoners because he gave propaganda to the enemy. 4 days after his capture, he signed a confession. He did radio and TV appearances. He starred in more than 30 propaganda films. Over at military.com right now, one of the other guys who was in the prisoner of war camps with John McCain is saying, sorry, I'm not going to vote for this guy. Later, McCain committed adultery, divorced his wife, who was injured in a car accident, married a younger, rich woman. And then as a public servant, got himself up to his neck in one of the biggest bank scandals in history. This Roy's narrative for this YouTube video. Now, there's another politician whose wife was severely injured in a car accident. In fact, she died along with his infant daughter. That was Joe Biden. He was sworn in. Carl Wilson told me this morning. Carl does the morning show on KPIJ. Carl is such a political scholar. 1972, Joe Biden was sworn in to his office by the bedside of his two boys who had survived the car crash. He didn't remarry for 5 years. So his wife got in a car crash, but instead of, immediately having an affair, as John McCain did, in fact, John McCain got his marriage license to Cindy while he was still married to Carol, his first wife, who was disfigured in this car accident. Instead, Joe Biden waited 5 years until he married Jane, his second wife, raising his two boys after his wife and his infant daughter had died in the car crash. I think that there's some parallels to be drawn here. I don't think the Obama campaign will do it, but somebody should.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Call him now at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
The road to the White House is America's greatest race, and it starts now. Join MSNBC for unprecedented coverage of the Democratic Convention beginning Monday, August 25th, and the Republican Convention starting September 1st.
This is so inspiring!
20 hours a day with Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews, and the best political team in the business.
Fasten your seatbelts. You need to watch this.
That's why MSNBC is the place for politics.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Florida waits for Faye. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Faye's wind gusts and rain are lashing South Florida. State meteorologist Ben Nelson says the storm could bring heavy rain and flooding.
It looks like most of it will fall on the peninsula, and the urban flooding aspects are what we're really concerned about.
No word on whether Pakistan's President Musharraf will be granted a safe exit out of the country now that he's announced his resignation. He faced impeachment over his use of authoritarian rule. This is the country's information minister.
He was seen as standing in the way of any credible transition to democracy.
Russia says its military has started to withdraw from the conflict zone in Georgia, but it's not clear exactly where troops and tanks will operate under the ceasefire that ended days of fighting. An American official says Russia has moved missile launchers into the breakaway region of South Ossetia. Britain's MI5, its FBI, is asking gays and lesbians to consider a career as a spy. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
Time we stop, children, what's that sound?
Independent media for a truth-starved world. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Arizona families are hurting. Food and gas prices keep going up while home values and paychecks are going down. The politicians talk a lot, spend our tax money on committees and studies, but nothing seems to get done. I'm Kara Kelty. And while we can't fix everything, we can fix some things, beginning with ending our dependence on foreign oil by creating our own clean, affordable energy, including solar and wind power. That creates new jobs while protecting our environment. And it's why I'm asking for your vote to the Arizona Corporation Commission.
The Arizona Republic says Kara Kelty stands out for her breadth and depth of knowledge about energy. She would get off to a fast start in the job. As a former Flagstaff Council member, she knows how to match policy to community interests. Vote early today for Kara Kelty or at the polls on September 2nd. Paid for by Kara Kelty for Corporation Commission, online at KaraKelty.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
You know, Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they now offer fresh fruit smoothies? That's right. Every day from noon to 6 p.m., come in for our fresh, frozen fruit smoothie happy hour. Strawberry, passion fruit, blueberry, and more. Every day of the week at Copper Star Coffee, located at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. That's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
Stephanie Miller.
I came across Michelle Bachman. She'll be the bat...
crazy congresswoman from Minnesota, babbling about gas prices. She said, we can easily get back to $2 a gallon gas with our abundant oil resources in Alaska and offshore. Obviously, she hasn't read the DOE's recent reports, which says that new production from ANWR and offshore might lower the price of gas by 5 cents per gallon 15 years from now. God almighty, how on earth did she ever get elected? What a friggin' moron.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm telling you, Rick Warren over at Brokeback Mountain Church set this thing up, Saddleback Church, set this thing up so that John McCain's 527s could knock it out of the park. First of all, he did not ask the questions that he said he was going to ask in the beginning. Secondly, John McCain was not in a cone of silence, and Rick Warren lied about it. He later sort of came clean on CNN, but I thought it was pretty weaselly. And third, now we see that Pat Buchanan is saying, this is a quote from Pat Buchanan. I do know Republicans are planning, or rather 527s are planning attack ads on this issue. And it will be I will be interested to see if Rick Warren brings it up. What's this issue? This is Pat Buchanan's phrase. Most important, Barack Obama and the Illinois legislature supported, or rather opposed, a bill that would have protected the life of babies born from a botched abortion who were alive three times. Now, in fact, what happened was there was a piece of legislation before the Illinois legislature that did say if a baby is born alive as a result of a botched abortion, you have to try to save the life of that baby. And when federal legislation came along that's just said that, Barack Obama actually supported it. But the state legislation was worded in such a way that that secondary to that argument about saving the baby, it redefined all fetuses as babies. In other words, it would have outlawed abortion. It was a backdoor way of outlawing abortion. This is from an Associated Press story, January 17, 2007. The headline, Obama record may be goldmine for critics. Abortion opponents see Obama's vote on medical care for aborted fetuses as a refusal to protect the helpless. Some have even accused him of supporting infanticide. I'm telling you, that's going to be the swift boat that is going to really sting. That these guys are preparing to, just like they called John Kerry, he said he wasn't a war hero, they're going to call Barack Obama a guy who's in favor of infanticide, killing children, killing infants. Obama, and this back to the AP story, Obama, who joined several other Democrats in voting present in 2001 and no in the next year, 2002, argued the legislation was worded in a way that unconstitutionally threatened a woman's right to abortion by defining the fetus as a child. And then they quote Obama. This is his own words. He said that legislation would essentially bar all abortions because the Equal Protection Clause does not allow somebody to kill a child. And if this was a child, then this would be an anti-abortion statute or law. So that's why he voted against it, because the language of the bill, I mean, the bill's intent to save the life of a baby that's born after a botched abortion, you know, I think it's something that probably most Americans would support. And Barack Obama supported at the federal level. But the language in the bill that would essentially ban all abortions, you know, he couldn't go along with that. And they are planning ads now claiming that he is in favor of infant. Mark my words. Mark my words. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Michael in Long Beach, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Michael, you think McCain won the debate?
Oh, yeah, obviously he did.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, first of all, it wasn't a debate, but I think that McCain won more out of this than Obama did in my home.
Yeah, I think what happened, Tom, is that, you know, when they accuse, like Andrea Mitchell came on and said that McCain was privy to all the questions, I mean, that's insult to McCain's integrity. He, you know, I think that when you lose in a situation, you make it.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the integrity of the McCain who's running ads right now that are lying about Barack Obama's voting record? They're lying and claiming that he voted to raise taxes on people earning $47,000 a year. On the McCain who has who apparently is making up stories, is plagiarizing from Alexander Solzhenitsyn about stories of being a prisoner of war. I mean, this McCain, who has flip-flopped on virtually every major issue, you're concerned about his integrity?
When you say, when you put it that way, okay. But the point
this guy will do or say anything to win, including lying. And as I said in the beginning, I don't think he listened to it because then he could slip up. He could use a phrase. But I think the guy sitting next to him was listening to it and was telling him, okay, Senator, get ready for this. Okay, Senator, I think the guy sitting next to him was rephrasing the questions in a way that helped McCain. Because McCain came out loaded for bear, totally prepped. Barack Obama walked into and the other problem, of course, is that Barack Obama pulled a John Kerry. He gave thoughtful, intelligent answers. And in America today, and particularly in front of an evangelical church, thoughtful, intelligent, insightful answers are not what plays. People want bumper stickers. People want slogans. And, it's Tom in Los Angeles. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. I love your show, first off. And
thanks.
I just want to say cracking the code, because I know that you are very, much with the terms that we use and the words that we use. And one of the things that I noticed, even I noticed yourself doing it last week, which is calling it the abortion issue. And it's not the abortion issue. It's the one thing Bill Clinton framed very well. He called it the woman's right to choose issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, as Democrats and as the media and everyone, we have fallen into this trap of calling it either the abortion issue or pro-life issue. Whereas I myself am a Catholic as a person that's also a Democrat, but I'm a person that believes in pro-life all the way across the board.
Yeah.
I personally don't believe in abortion, but I believe it's a woman's right to choose.
But see, this is where Obama was, he had such an opportunity when Rick Warren asked him about that, and he said, it's above my pay grade. And, Warren set the question. He established the frame by saying, since Roe v. Wade, there have been 40 million abortions, isn't that a Holocaust? I mean, he asserted that that's a Holocaust. If he had said that to me, my response would have been, before Roe v. Wade, there were 40 million abortions.
But
they were just being done illegally. They were, and wealthy women were getting what were called DNC, dilation and whatever it is, where they open the uterus and scrape it out. And it was because they were having hard menstrual periods. That was, I'm old enough to remember, friends of mine to whom that happened. And if you had the money to get it, to get a doctor to do that, that was how abortions were performed, legally. And then illegally, abortions were performed dozens of different ways that very often left women dead. But, the number of abortions performed, it may have increased slightly as a result of decriminalizing abortions, might have even increased significantly. But the fact of the matter is that if you want to drop the number of abortions, drop the number of pregnancies.
See, Tom, I agree with you. But again, if we're getting back to bumper sticker type issues and things like that, I mean, we're framing it right away, even when we call it the abortion issue. It's a woman's right to choose issue. And just like anyone can bear arms.
Right, but it's a woman's. I get your point on the language, but at a certain point, Americans get it that this
never,
is really about the
used,
a woman's right to choose an abortion.
I just know that Bill Clinton never, ever used the words abortion. He never got pro-life, pro-choice in there. He just always talked about a woman's right to choose. He kept using that whenever he spoke at the Democratic Convention when he was, elected. I mean, instead of us getting caught up in all this stuff, if you wanted to get women around you on your side, it's their choice. We can't tell a woman how to run their body.
Yeah, good point, Tom. Thank you very much for making it, and I will make an effort, although I'm sure it'll be imperfect, to remain in that frame, and hopefully our politicians will as well. Len in New York. Hey, Len.
Hi. Abortion's been my issue for years and years, since my first debate in high school. And I didn't call about that, but to me, I try to point out simply to someone, who are you outlawing abortion for? Because a woman who lives in a 10-bedroom home can get on a plane and go have an abortion, but her maid can't. So all you're doing is punishing the poor, just like any other.
Well, it goes beyond that. If men could get pregnant, abortion would become a sacrament. It wouldn't just be legal. And frankly, I think that men should not be allowed to vote on this issue or speak on it.
I think it just has to be someone else, a person's own choice. But
yeah.
I called because, you know, everybody who I was listening to thought the most poignant aspect of McCain's performance was his whole war issue. You know, his war background, his prisoner of war status. And to me, there's a simple response that really we have to just embrace. And that is that America, other democracies, and even dictatorships do not award presidencies for war service. They award medals.
Right, and although the fact of the matter is, Len, that at least three times in the history of this nation, four times, you think of Teddy Roosevelt, USS Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, Dwight Eisenhower.
They gave them the job because of the person,
old
not just
Hickory.
Because of their war service. I'm not arguing that war service doesn't matter. I'm just saying that you know, war service is only an aspect, and we don't award it simply for war service.
That was the point that Wesley Clark was making when he said, you know, just being a prisoner of war doesn't qualify you to be president. Wesley Clark, by the way, who apparently is not showing up at the Democratic National Convention, which has got me scratching my head. What's the deal with that? Ron in San Francisco. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Tom. Listen, I have a statement to make, and then I'll explain it real quick. Republicans believe the ends justify the means.
Yes, the point that I made Saturday night in Seattle.
Democrats believe how you get there is as important as where you wind up.
Yep.
That is why no one from the Democratic side is going to be swift voting John McCain. Let me tell you, if John McCain was a Democrat and there was as much information, as much footage, and as much material that could discount almost everything.
His making 30 war propaganda films for the North Vietnamese in exchange for better treatment in the prisoner of war camp. Can you imagine if John Kerry had done that?
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you, if John McCain was a Democrat, that film footage, which is available, would be in ads running.
And they'd be calling him calling him Hanoi John, and they'd have him right there with Miss Fonda, you know, Jane Fonda. I mean, it's just yes, absolutely, Ron. And this is the point. You know, the question was asked Saturday night at this forum that we did in Seattle. Why is it that the Republicans are willing to lie and the Democrats don't? And I said it's because the Republicans believe in the divine lie, in the appropriate lie, because they believe that the ends justify the means. And it's a disaster.
This is The Moment, continuing live coverage from Denver of the Democratic National Convention on Air America and AirAmerica.com. Our time is now.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480.
It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move.
One, no need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage.
Two, we offer flat hourly rates.
Three, your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
Four, we guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
Five, we will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
A few weeks back, I knew I couldn't wait any longer to replace the worn and wobbling tires on the SUV I'd purchased 3 years ago. I remembered hearing Community Tires ads on 1480, so using the sponsor directory, I called. Within minutes, I had all the product and pricing information I was looking for, but I also checked out the competition. One company had similar products and prices, but with the additional fees, their total cost was higher. Another store had some lower prices, but selection was limited, so I chose to use Community Tire. The customer and service areas were neat and clean. The attention I got was immediate, with no surprises. They were truly professional. My name is Hank, a 1480 listener with this unsolicited true story. I sincerely recommend calling Community Tire for all your tire needs.
Hi, I'm Howard, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service. Call us at 602-569-4930 or log on to CommunityTireAZ.com. That's CommunityTireAZ.com. At Community Tire and Auto Service, honesty is our policy. Please call 602-569-4930.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I've been working on vacation all the summer long, doing some intense relaxing just to keep our country strong. I've been seeing Condoleezza, Donald Rumsfeld too. Fox News said I'm still the greatest, so I guess it must be true. Iraq is going well, liberal doesn't sell, Bolton's in New York. I sit back and beam, Roberts is supreme, my revenge for Bork. Yeah. Someone's been removing some brush.
51 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. The Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. Find out more at Teamster.org. And by the way, coming up next week, I'll be in Denver, Colorado, and giving a talk and signing books. I believe that's Tuesday night, the 26th. That's a Tuesday, right? August 26th at 6 p.m. at Borders Books in Lone Tree, Colorado. And so you can, you know, be sure to show up there and say hi. We should have a great time that Tuesday night. And then the following week, on September 2nd, which I believe is also a Tuesday, AM 950, the Voice of Minnesota, our affiliate there, 950 KTNF, invites you to a party for change. It'll be Stephanie Miller, me, Jim Ward, Ed Schultz, Chris Lavoie, John Elliott, Bill Press, if I didn't already say that, and Bill and I. In fact, Bill Press and I are going to be doing a book signing at 5:30. Party runs until 9 o'clock. It's at the Black Bear Crossing on the lake, and the tickets are $10. So just a heads up on that. Henry in Rochester, New York. Hey, Henry, welcome to the show.
Man, I tell you what, that's going to be a hell of an event with all y'all together, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a wild time last night, too. Oh, and one of our listeners in Seattle wrote to say, I thought the event started on time. It actually did. What we were late for was a meet and greet with the advertisers, which was supposed to run for an hour before that. But in any case, I think we had a. I thought it was a really good entourage. You know, we should turn this thing into a road show.
I heard best. I sure wish I could have been there.
Yeah, it was fun. So what's up?
My thing is this on two deals about the McCain deal. First of all, you know, when he came out and everything, right before the questions going, and then when he started answering the questions, it's like he already knew the questions that was going to happen. And he already, like, rehearsed his lines about what he about to say. Because for McCain, for a guy who keeps forgetting names and things like that in speeches, all of a sudden, you tell me he remembers everything to the exact moment? Oh,
yeah.
Come on, man. You know, give me a break. I knew something was up.
Yeah.
And I love the answer that McCain gave when they asked him about Supreme Court justices, how all of a sudden he wanted to get rid of everybody that's non-Republican on the Supreme Court.
Actually, three of the four are Republicans. They're just not right-wing Republicans.
Well,
you know, David Souter was appointed by his dad. You know, it's a, but yeah, you're excellent point, Henry. Excellent point. Oh, and I should add, by the way, last night in Seattle, Rachel Maddow was there too. She just wasn't in the car with us because she was, you know, she has family there and she was visiting with them. But it was really great to see Rachel again. In fact, afterwards we went back to the bar. At the hotel, and Rachel is a master drink maker and was supervising the production of alcoholic beverages. It was a marvelous time. Mark in Framingham, Mass.
Yes. Hi. The one takeaway I got from Saturday was that John is big about being committed to a higher purpose, and he said that he committed himself when he swore his oath as a midshipman to doing his best for his country. And it turns out his best for that first 4 years was 893 out of 899. I got to guess a few of those midshipmen were just coasting. So if John can't even be the regular coasting midshipman, I think that might have something to do with his problem flying the plane.
Yeah, he at the bottom of the class. I mean, it's George Bush revisited. You know, he was known as a party animal. He was into drinking and chasing women. He was having an incredibly hot-headed temper.
But he's asserting we should vote for him because he committed to doing his best when he joined the academy. And after the commitment, that was his follow-up on his commitment made then.
Yeah, but the problem is, here's the problem, Mike, is reality doesn't matter. It's the perception of reality. And John McCain and his campaign are doing a very good job of crafting the perception of reality of him as somebody other than the historical record indicates he is, and of Barack Obama also being somebody other than the historical record characterizes him as, and that's a problem. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Lorenzo in Sandusky, Ohio. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good. What's up?
I'm a huge Barack fan, of course. In our local neighborhood, in the barbershop, we know McCain is not a good candidate, but he's definitely making Barack seem very wimpish, and he's walking all over him. And Barack needs to get a backbone because he's, even though we're going to vote for him, he's coming across as very wimpish in our eyes.
Yeah.
McCain's campaign, since he brought on Carl Rose Jr., is definitely more aggressive, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to win. And if Barack is going to keep his head above the clouds like he's acting, he's not going to win. He needs to get down there and fight and stop acting like such a wimp.
Yeah, he needs to take names and kick ass. Absolutely, Lorenzo. I totally agree with you. And in fact, I would even take it a step beyond that. This weekend, I was watching either Face the Nation or Meet the Press. I forget which one it was. And Tim Kaine, the Democrat, the governor, and Bobby Jindal were on. And Jindal, of course, the guy who got an exorcism for his girlfriend once, a strange story. But in any case, Jindal goes into this whole rant about how McCain wants to raise taxes on people making more than $47,000 a year. And it's a lie. I mean, it's just a lie. Jindal, actually, that was one of several lies that he told. And Kaine never, you know, the guy who was the surrogate for Obama, the spokesman for Obama, never interrupted him, never said a word about, I'm sitting there going, you know, stop this. And of course, the you know, I believe it was David Gregory, the host, of course, never said, hey, well, you know, excuse me, I'm a newsman, I know that's a lie. But no, they just let them get away with it. 57 minutes past the hour. Michelle Bernard is up next.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a good quality contractor, somebody who's going to do the job right, complete it on time and within budget, and not going to hassle you. So who do you call? Who do you trust when you need a plumber, a painter, an electrician? I'll tell you who to call. Like me, call Angie's List. Before we signed up for Angie's List, we had a disaster contractor install a kitchen counter. We used Angie's List to find a handyman to show up and fix everything. They really came through for us. More than 650,000 homeowners nationwide use Angie's List for ratings and reviews on more than 300 service categories, even doctors. It's a word-of-mouth network for consumers. Angie's List is a growing collection of homeowners' real-life experiences with local service companies. Now the people who join Angie's List, they're like you. They're looking for a way to find trustworthy companies that perform high-quality work. To join Angie's List, go to AngiesList.com and eliminate the fear of hiring the wrong company. I joined Angie's List, and you should, too, today at AngiesList.com. 1-888-888-LIST. 888-888-LIST.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Florida braces for Tropical Storm Faye. State meteorologist Ben Nelson says much of the state could feel the impact of this storm.
This is a broad storm. The tropical storm impacts will spread from south to north as the afternoon and evening progresses.
Tourists have already been ordered out of Key West. The storm is being blamed for almost three dozen deaths in the Caribbean. In Haiti, an overloaded bus overturned while trying to drive across a river that was swollen with rainwater. At least 30 people are missing and feared dead there. Heavy rains produced flash flooding in a side canyon near the Grand Canyon in Arizona. A sheriff's department spokesman says they're still trying to find about a dozen people.
We are intensifying our search effort both in the air and the ground today to try to locate those folks and make sure that they're okay.
About 50 people had to spend the night in a shelter after being rescued by helicopter. With tensions continuing in Georgia, top U.S. officials are preparing to meet with NATO ministers.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Russia will pay a price ahead of her meeting tomorrow with NATO ministers on the message the West needs to send Moscow. Meantime, a U.S. official says intelligence shows the Russian military has moved several missile launchers into South Ossetia, putting them within range of Georgia's capital, allowing Russian forces to pull out of Georgia while still maintaining firepower. A Pentagon spokesman would not confirm the report, but said such positioning would violate the ceasefire Russia agreed to. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, at a VFW meeting in Florida, John McCain today warned Russia appears to be trying to retake areas that used to be under the control of the Soviet Union.
Russia, under the rule of Vladimir Putin, is becoming more aggressive toward the now democratic nations that broke free of the old Soviet Empire.
Barack Obama today is campaigning in New Mexico. On Wall Street today, a bit of a sell-off. The Dow now down by 172 points. Oil is trading at just under $114 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has resigned rather than having to face impeachment. Security analyst MJ Gohel says the U.S. now has to work on developing a relationship with the new government.
Washington had placed all its eggs in the Musharraf basket and had not really established a relationship with the civilian leaders. So there will be a vacuum for a while, and one hopes that this vacuum will not lead to instability.
Friends and family are paying tribute to soul singer Isaac Hayes at a memorial service in Memphis. Scheduled speakers include Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Congressman John Lewis, and actresses Ann Archer and Kelly Preston. Gays and lesbians are now being encouraged to consider careers as spies for Britain's domestic intelligence service. They had been shunned by the service because of blackmail fears. One London gay rights activist says the move by MI5 is long overdue. CSI is getting Lawrence Fishburne. The Emmy and Tony winning actor will be introduced in the ninth episode of the upcoming season. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. Want to save money on a clean, comfortable hotel room? Easy. Go to Motel 6. Want to book a room fast? Easy. Go to Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button, and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
The Mike Malloy Show.
It is time that the oil industry be taken away from these massive, irresponsible, profit insane, price gouging, environment destroying sons of bitches who own the companies, and turn it over to a responsible government.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Michelle Bernard is the author of Women's Progress, How Women Are Healthier, Wealthier, Healthier, and More Independent Than Ever Before. She's the president and chief executive officer of the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, an organization that in 1992 grew out of the ad hoc group Women for Judge Thomas. And she's also a political analyst for MSNBC. And the Women's Independent Voice, also another associated forum. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
You wrote a piece, news and commentary, over at, and our listeners can find it over at IWF.org, called Saving the Planet While Letting the Children Starve. And it starts out with what seems to me like a really confusing or perhaps even false syllogism. You say a certain moral vanity infuses the environmental movement. It demands drastic action to prevent possible warming a century away, but offers little or no hope to those starving or dying of AIDS today. Why did you frame it that way? I don't get it.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. You know, if you take a look at any ad that you see in the newspaper or in a magazine, or you take a look at commercials, or you look at anything that's put out in writing by most environmentalists today, there's this culture of people who care more about trees than they do about human beings. And so I thought that sentence makes it pretty clear. You've got,
well, first of all, the environmental movement is not the AIDS movement.
No,
So by accusing the environmental movement of not being the AIDS movement, I don't see how that scores you any points. And secondly, I don't know anybody who cares more about trees than about people. The argument that the environmental movement makes is just like your body needs both your kidneys and your liver, that the earth is a living organism. It is a whole thing, and all of these different forms of life on this planet are part of an interrelated web of life, and when the complexity of that web of life is reduced beyond a certain critical threshold, the entire system begins to crash. Just like, you know, you can get by with one kidney, but if you lose two, you're toast.
Well, I mean, that's true. That is what they argue, and what I argue
is... It's also true, biologically.
Biologically, it is true, but what I argue in this piece, Tom, is that if you take a look at all of the scientists, not just one or two, but all of the scientists who are having this debate over climate change, whether or not it is caused by man, and whether or not climate change can effectively be dealt with, and whether or not the planet is warming or cooling, and history teaches us that the Earth goes through periods of time where the Earth warms, and periods of time where the Earth cools. One of the things that I would pose is that we need to be asking ourselves, as part of the global community, if worrying so much about global warming, which may or may not ever occur, is more important than worrying about things like AIDS and malaria and people who are dying and starving in poverty.
Well, I would say, first of all, why can't we do something about both? And number two, there is no debate among real scientists. I know that there's a bunch of shills out there paid off by the oil companies and some of the large right-wing foundations that also support the Independent Women's Forum that are trying to suggest that there's a debate. But there, I mean, the IPCC conclusions
have
been... Okay, well, the National Academy of Sciences of Brazil, the Academia Brasilia de Ciência, the Royal Society of Canada, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the French, the Académie des Sciences Françaises, the Deutsche Akademie der Naturwissenschaften Leopoldia, the German Academy of Sciences, the Indian National Academy of Sciences, the Italian, the Accademia dei Lincei, the Italian National Academy of Sciences, the Science Council of Japan, the Russian Academy of Sciences, the Royal Society of the United Kingdom, the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, the Australian Academy. I mean, this is 10% of the list of the people who have signed on with the IPCC and all of the world's leading scientists to say not only is global warming happening, but when we pass the 350 parts per million threshold of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere about a half a decade ago, we're at 385 right now. We, as James Hansen said in this recent piece where he said, if there's no activity before 2012, that's too late. What we do in the next 2 or 3 years will determine our future. This is the defining moment. He made the point that civilization literally is at a tipping point. This is a quote from his piece. He said, if humanity wishes to preserve a planet similar to that on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted, paleoclimatological evidence and ongoing climate change suggests the CO2 will need to be reduced from its current 385 ppm to at most 350 ppm. I mean, that's the consensus.
Well, that's what you say the consensus is, but one of the things I have to ask you is any scientist who disagrees with the consensus or what we're told conventional wisdom tells us about gets eaten alive. Nobody is looking at the hard facts and the hard scientists. What do you do about all of the studies that have shown that the Earth typically goes through periods of warming and cooling? Back in the 1970s, we were told that the Earth was going through a period of cooling and we were all going to freeze to death. Now we're being told that we're all going to burn up to death if we don't go back to the time of the horse and buggy.
No, we're not being told that either. We're being told that we're looking at massive changes in climate. And yes, there are 12,000-year cycles, 36,000-year cycles, 100-and-some-odd-thousand-year cycles. All of that stuff is factored in the equation. The question is anthropogenic warming, you know, human-caused warming. And there's an absolute consensus among scientists around the world that humans are increasing the temperature of the planet and that it's happening because of greenhouse gases that are largely the production, are largely caused by burning oil and coal. And you've got the coal and oil industries.
Tom, so then what do we do about countries like India and China and all of the other emerging nations around the world who want to get to a point in their development where they live like the way that we do in the United States of America? Do we just tell them, hey, sorry, stay in poverty, back off, don't do any more research and development, don't consume any more energy because, here at home we're going to continue to burn oil and we're going to continue to live the kind of way that we've lived because that's what's going to happen.
Michelle,
most
we
Americans
provide them.
Are, most Americans are not going to stop driving their cars, and ethanol, there will never be enough ethanol to fuel the way that we live.
I agree. We're talking with Michelle Bernard. She's the president of the Independence Women's Forum, IWF.org. Michelle, what we do is the exact same thing we did in the late 19th century. We provide them with an example. The industrial machinery during the peak of the Industrial Revolution from the 1880s to the 1910 period in all of Europe was driven by wood. It was all steam. Everything was steam. It was driven by wood. And when Colonel Drake in 1865 drilled the first oil well in Titusville, Pennsylvania, and then John Rockefeller really started ginning that stuff up, and we started refining it into kerosene, and we started using it as a source of fuel, and the United States came up with a new energy source. After 7,000 years of civilization being fueled by wood, we said, no, we're going to use oil. And then the rest of the world began to imitate us. If we want India and China to move off of oil and stop destroying our environment, or stop the risk of destroying not just our environment, but all human life, then let's provide them with a model. We consume a quarter of the world's oil, even though we're only 5% of the world's population. Let's develop solar and wind technologies, geothermal, which works. I mean, all of Iceland is 100% now off all foreign oil, you know. Let's develop these technologies here and show the world how to do it. And in the process, make millions and billions of dollars.
Well, can you tell me of one society where wind and solar actually do it?
Yeah, in Denmark, I did my show from Denmark about a month and a half ago. We had the former prime minister on. We had several members of the parliament on. They're up to 19% of all their electricity is being produced by wind right now. They are, within the next 5 years, they're manufacturing within the country electric cars that are going to act as a giant battery system. The big problem they have is at night these windmills are blowing. They could be producing 50% of the country's energy. These windmills are blowing at night, and the electricity's got no place to go. And so they're providing tax incentives and for the individuals and for the industry, because it's cheaper than building another nuclear power plant. And all across the country, people are going to have electric cars that at night they will plug in and they will charge. And then during the daytime, they drive the car to work and they plug it in again, and then they sell back that electricity to the utility. You discharge your car during the day and you're buying electricity at 2 cents a watt at night, and you're selling it at 5 cents a watt during the day. You can actually make a profit with your car.
Look, I am not adverse by any stretch of the imagination to new technology. I think that that is what drives our global economy. I mean, I do have to play a devil's advocate, though, and ask, like when you were in Denmark, if you got to ask them, what happens on days when there's just no wind? What do you do? Does everybody sit in the dark all day long?
Well, actually, there are very few days when there's not that much wind, but they also are connected with a grid with Germany, which is now producing about almost 20% of its electricity through solar. And so there's solar power. I don't know if they're doing much with geothermal. You got Norway, which has got an enormous amount of water power. Norway used to sell electricity to Denmark. Now it's the other way around. Denmark is selling wind power to Norway. You do it, you know, kind of the T. Boone Pickens way. let's put all this stuff together.
Anyway. I like T. Boone Pickens, but I disagree with him on this.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's an interesting discussion. You can read Michelle Bernard's piece, Saving the Planet While Letting Children Starve. It's over at IWF.org. Michelle Bernard, thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you.
It's great talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. Visit us on the web at HartmanRadio.com. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
The personality of comic strip cat Garfield is modeled after creator Jim Davis's grandfather. Higgins reminds us of the John McCain, George Bush policies of, you know, make war, not peace. He's constantly trying to declare war on everybody around him. You want your cat to be active and healthy no matter what her age. Cats 7 years and older can have different nutritional needs. That's why Purina One has Vibrant Maturity 7 Plus Senior Formula. It's designed to promote a senior cat's body condition and healthy energy level while helping maintain lean muscle mass. It offers antioxidant-rich nutrition to help promote healthy aging. In Higgins, we've seen a healthier coat and more energy. Senior cat, adult cat, kitten, Purina One is so sure you'll see changes no matter what your cat's age, they're offering the real difference guarantee. If you're not as satisfied as I was after your cat takes the Purina One 30-day challenge, they'll give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food. If you've put off taking the challenge, now's the time to call. Get your challenge kit and more information on the real difference guarantee by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW.
Look, it's a fact. Most people judge you on your appearance, and it's no different when it comes to your home. But if you're more of a low-maintenance type when it comes to keeping up appearances, then I have a solution just for you. Did you know that stucco offers you the versatility and affordability of a virtually maintenance-free exterior with unlimited design options? Stucco is also known for its durability in the harsh Arizona sun, and it provides curb appeal that can dramatically increase the value of your home. No one knows stucco better than the professionals at Mad Stucco. They have over 25 years of experience in stucco installation. They have an array of colors and textures. Got cracks in your old stucco? No problem. At Mad Stucco, no job is too small for their superb on-time, valley-wide services. For your free no-obligation estimate, call Mad Laugh and Stucco at 480-538-0144. When it comes to keeping up appearances, don't get mad. Call Mad Stucco at 480-538-0144. That's 480-538-0144. Or log on to madstucco.com.
Cancer, it's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded 2 solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth. NatureWorksBest.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. You know, they say memories are priceless, but right now they're 15% off at The Art of Framing. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, the print you bought from your favorite artist, that's right, any frame, any mat, any size, 15% off. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know, I've seen her work. Stop by The Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback and receive 15% off your framing. That's The Art of Framing on Central and Camelback.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This here's a land of plenty, and plenty's what it takes to get some health insurance in these old United States. I just know I shouldn't have to go bankrupt or on the street if the cancer comes a-calling, as it might for you or me. I ran into my congressman, said, "Your Honorable, would you mind taking 20 minutes, if you ever find the time, to figure out some health care that would work as good for me as what you fellas got yourself in Washington, D.C. So if you get appendicitis or a splinter in your hand, I hope you're in New Zealand, Libya, or Switzerland, or somewhere else where they have somehow figured out a way to keep you upright till the good Lord says that it's your day."
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, and time for a pigeon alert.
Farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all the chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky.
Yes. Well, pigeons come in many shades in New York City, but purple is typically not one of them. As in the Associated Press, that's why animal lover Joe Mora was stunned when he saw a pigeon at a Queens playground that had been painted a violet hue. The pigeon was taken Friday to licensed wildlife rehabilitator Bobby Havrath, who says the bird couldn't fly because he had been painted. His feathers had been completely covered with paint. Well, you know, how can you rehabilitate a pigeon if it's actually a robot? You want proof pigeons are robots? Just watch the GoToMyPC commercials. They know what's going on, those people over at GoToMyPC.com. Just check out those commercials. By the way, over in Norway, they have knighted three giant pigeons. Actually, they're penguins, but, you know, I've kind of similar. Maybe these ones are robots, too. I don't know. You know, the giant spies from outer space. Ghost pigeons. Yeah. So, 1-866-303-2270 is our telephone number, and Ted in Los Angeles, California is on the line. Hey, Ted, what's up?
Hey, you know, activists who tend to focus on one thing are easily accused of being so obsessed they're either called tree huggers, whale huggers, or I don't know if anybody's called somebody a fetus hugger, but when they are that obsessed with an issue, it should not be misunderstood that they are anti-human or anti-mother.
Right.
They are just bringing to our attention an issue that they feel strongly about and that helps to, or they wish to, show how respecting trees, respecting fetuses, respecting whales, respecting the environment, all play into the same existence that we live in. I mean, it affects us all. We are one way or the other.
Exactly, and we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Thanks, Ted. I mean, we can be in favor of saving trees and saving humans. Mark in Las Vegas. Hey, Mark.
Hi, yes. That was an interesting conversation you had there with Ms. Bernard. Her comments on the science of global warming should be taken in the context that she's an attorney by training.
Right.
It would be similar to my deciding that I have a pain in my side and I go to a witch doctor to get it analyzed versus going to
a car mechanic.
Actual science background, right?
Yeah.
And it really bothers me that people on her side of the aisle apparently lack the judgment to differentiate between propaganda sources.
I don't think that that's the case. I can't speak for Michelle, and I don't want to kick her around when she's not here. So let's take this out of the context of Michelle Bernard. But my sense of it is that I have had people on the program in the past who I'm quite sure know that the science that they are proponents of, because they're scientists, they're close enough to it to actually know that they know that it's phony science.
Right.
But they're very well paid, and the ability of people. I remember back, 25 years ago, we were living in Atlanta, and I was driving to work one day, and this news story came on about how the tobacco companies were fighting, this was back when the tobacco litigations were first starting, and how they were saying, that it's not addictive and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I just, the world headquarters of one of the largest tobacco companies, RJR, is in Atlanta. And so I picked up my phone and I called the headquarters, and this poor woman who answered the phone, I mean, look back on this in embarrassment, but this poor woman who answered the phone, said, hello, RJR or whatever, however they answered the phone. And I said, how can you look at yourself in the mirror knowing every day that you're going to go to work for a company that kills people? And she said, I'm just doing a job. I've got two kids in school. I got to pay for them to go to school. And it was like this, splash of water in my face. Suddenly I realized she's a human being just like I am. And there's... what we need to be doing is saying there are some things that are just sacrosanct. It's like life is, human life. Selling tobacco. Tobacco is the only product we sell in the entire world that when it's used as directed causes death. And with regard to science, we just need to say, this is the science. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Phony science is just not going to stand.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you are, but we're just about out of time. You got a couple seconds here, Mark?
Yeah, I agree with everything he said, but it would be good if We have better education.
See, that's the bottom line. If our schools and our institutions and in our media, I mean, I would love to hear the media say, excuse me, I know that's coming from the oil company, not from real scientists.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Waiting for Faye, I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, as well as forecasters, don't really know where Tropical Storm Faye is going to go.
Floridians should not focus on the storm track, as we always say. It's a broad area where this storm is going to have an impact.
Faye is expected to strengthen to a hurricane as it gets closer to the Florida Keys. Heavy rains and flooding are expected.
It looks like most of it will fall on the peninsula, and the urban flooding aspects are what we're really concerned about.
The Russians say they are following the ceasefire in Georgia.
We stopped reintegration of forces immediately when ceasefire was announced.
The U.S. officials say Russia has put missile launchers in South Ossetia. The Pentagon says it would violate the ceasefire. Helicopters are back in the air evacuating tourists and residents from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Some people are still unaccounted for because of flooding.
We are intensifying our search effort both in the air and the ground today to try to locate those folks and make sure that they're okay.
A dam has breached in that area. The Dow is down 177 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
love progressive talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at DemocraticMatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, DemocraticMatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
For 20 years, radio guys have been saying about right-wing talk radio, relax, it's just entertainment.
I'll tell you when there'll be peace, when everybody in the Middle East is dead.
Nobody takes it serious, it's just fun.
So what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies?
How entertaining.
You know what I get them for a first birthday? I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby. Bye-bye.
Hate is boring. The future is here. The official radio station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
We work. We play. We lean in the step. We worry about tomorrow. Today. We laugh. Cry, cuss, and pray. Trying to matter to somebody. Trying to get the time of day. Trying to fit into this crazy
broadcasting.
World.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. 35 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Two major points. First, even if global warming isn't true, we need not forget about acid rain, lung disease, cancer, dying oceans, forests that are even a problem whether or not global warming is happening.
Right, all the consequence of burning fossil fuels.
So even if global warming is false, all the using too much fossil fuels is causing all these other problems.
Right.
And that is not debatable. Anyway, I wish you would not let your guests get away with things like saying these new energies. Solar energy is the oldest energy we have. The first buildings ever made by human beings were solar and geo energies. Bandelier cliff dwellings in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They were cooled in the winter. Well, they're cooled in the summer because of the earth, and they're warmed in the winter because of the sun.
Right, but it's a bit of a stretch, Jeff, to say that living in a cave is using solar energy.
Well, no, solar energy. It's on a cliff, and it gets warmed in the winter when the direct sun hits.
No, I mean, point made, but it's not anything that's going to, that in and of itself isn't going to cause an entire civilization to go, oh, yeah, we need to adopt that right now.
But right now, we could provide cooling and heating for virtually every building on the planet, most buildings, most dwellings, by just using geoenergy. When you bring up the warmth from the earth, it's warmer than it needs to be, it just needs to be warmed up just a little bit in the winter, and it's cooler than the air we would get in the summertime, so we can use that for air conditioning. Add solar,
and we do
not need to use any type of fossil fuel for any heating.
Yeah, my friend Dennis Weaver, I wrote the foreword to his autobiography before he died. It's called All the World's a Stage. Lived in a house that was sort of half built into a hillside.
Yeah, I visited his house.
Yeah, it was made entirely out of recycled material. You've been there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and,
I know well.
Yeah, and it's you look at like all these cities in the Midwest that have been wiped out or really severely damaged by tornadoes, and you think, why don't they rebuild half underground?
And the thing is, you can do the northern half if you're in the northern hemisphere where it's totally underground. The southern half is all windows, so it's a totally sunny house. It's not dark at all.
Yeah,
and you can get almost virtually all your heating energy from the sun and from the earth.
Yeah.
Heating and cooling.
Yeah, and no, in Vermont, when we were, I've told the story too many times probably, but in the late 80s, we were traveling around Vermont looking for, we moved from Atlanta to, or in, I guess it was the 90s, moved from Atlanta up to Vermont, and there were all these solar houses that were built during the Jimmy Carter era when there were tax credits to do it, and quite a few of them actually were built into hillsides. And, you know, you'd have sod roofs, you know, and you just have this whole wall of glass looking out of the side of the hill. And it just it is really kind of cool.
And they can be built modern. They can be made very quaint. And it's the thing is, with solar.
Yes?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were cutting me off. With solar, one thing we all need to realize, people keep forgetting, solar is not just electric. There are other types of solar technologies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically, the main thing that solar is mostly available for, and every building on the planet is heated by the sun.
Jeff, are you a – you're right. Are you a delegate, by the way? Are you going to be at the convention?
No, not this time. I'm actually going to be out of the country.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate. I was hoping we could meet. I'll be there. I'll be on Radio Row. So to our listeners,
the day you're getting here.
Yeah. Well, to our listeners in Denver, drop by. Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. I got to move along here, but thank you for the shout out. Tim in Detroit. Hey, Tim.
Yeah. How you doing, Tom? You know what Michelle brought up, the so-called global or dimming effect. It's well known. In the 1970s, some scientists, and I have a Science Year article here that talks about that a little bit. They thought that the Earth was cooling due to the sulfuric acid in the air. It formed this soot. It came from sulfur dioxide produced by, obviously, fossil fuel production.
Right.
But what they found is, with further study, even if you allowed that acid rain and soot to stay in the air, you know, the so-called albedo effect, you'd still would be overcome from the greenhouse gas in itself. You'd still have a warmer planet. And also, with new laws, a lot of that soot got taken away. So that argument, it's an old argument, and it doesn't apply.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim. And in fact, the albedo effect, the reflectivity of pollution, reducing the amount of solar radiation hitting the Earth, is a big cause for concern right now. You know, they noticed after 9/11, when there was no vapor contrails from all the jets, that there was a slight increase in solar radiation hitting the Earth. We've seen in the United States, as we've cleaned up our air, we've seen this increase in solar radiation. The big question is, if China were to suddenly clean up their air, if India were, if all the industrial world were to suddenly clean up their air, global warming might actually even kick into higher gear faster, because we would get rid of more reflectivity. And so it's like, how do we deal with that? I mean, you got people talking about putting sunscreens in outer space, or putting particles or zinc particles in with jet fuel to make the contrails stay in place so that they'll reflect more sunlight. I mean, it all gets very strange. Manson in Monroe, Washington, you want to disagree with me, Manson? What's up?
Yes, you know, Tom, I enjoy your program, but you know, this carbon dioxide theory and greenhouse gases, I think, is totally false. I've taught chemistry a lot of years, and the density of gases is directly proportional to their molecular weight, not so liquids or solids. Now, if you look at the density of gases, hydrogen is very light, lifting power, helium very light. If you look at water vapor, it makes all of our greenhouse gases. It makes the clouds. Carbon dioxide weighs 44. I've worked with it in the lab. It goes downward. You can generate it, pour it down a trough, and snap a candle right out at the bottom in just a couple of seconds. It's the only gas that produces all of our food and all of the everything that grows.
Yeah, I'll give you, Manson, that water vapor is a significant greenhouse gas, and one of the consequences of global warming is that there's more water vapor in the atmosphere, because the warmer atmosphere can hold more water vapor. But what does molecular weight have to do with the ability of a gas to reflect or absorb carbon ultraviolet radiation, or infrared radiation, really?
Well, as far as cloud cover is a greenhouse gas.
No, what does molecular weight have to do with the ability to transmit or reflect infrared radiation?
Well,
nothing.
The density of the gas is that it's down on the Earth and not up above. Have you ever heard anyone give the percentage of carbon dioxide up there and noticed any change in percentage? You never give that. They just say greenhouse gases. Now, carbon dioxide is the photosynthesis gas. It's got to be down where grass is.
It's everywhere. I mean, it's distributed throughout our atmosphere. Carbon dioxide, you know, most of the atmosphere is nitrogen, you know, it's
which
is, you know, if you want to talk molecular weight, nitrogen
78% is 78% nitrogen,
Right, and nitrogen is heavy. The forms of nitrogen you find in the atmosphere are slightly heavier than carbon dioxide, are they not? Well, add up the molecular weights.
No. Nitrogen weighs 428.
No, but it's...
Oxygen weighs 32, carbon dioxide 44.
Right.
At the same temperature and pressure, you can look at the density of the gases. Same temperature.
But none of them exist as pure gases in the atmosphere. They all exist as atoms combined with other atoms to form molecules.
Well, nitrogen is N2. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, it's two
oxygen,
atoms.
Oxygen is O2, 32. Nitrogen is N2, 28. It's 78% nitrogen,
yeah.
21% oxygen.
So
let me ask one question.
Manson, maybe I'm missing your point. Are you saying that because carbon dioxide has a higher molecular weight that it all has settled to the surface and there's none of it in the upper atmosphere? Is that your point?
Right. That is right. Now, if you look at all that algae over in China, did you see them hauling all that algae away?
Yeah.
Massive amounts. What's happening is photosynthesis is absorbing...
No, what's happening is enormous amounts of fertilizer are being poured into the rivers, and that fertilizer, because of intensive factory farming, and that fertilizer is feeding the algae, and you've got these algae growths, and this is why we have over 400... Manson, thanks a lot for the call. This is why we have over 400 now dead zones around the world. They have been doubling every decade since the 1960s, and it's got a lot of scientists very alarmed that these massive dead zones in the ocean are maybe the thing that are going to take us out. Maybe the things that are going to take us out. Don in Sonoma, California. Hey, Don.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Just want to call your attention to an article that in the new July 2008 Discover magazine. It's an investigative report, what's happening to our oceans. It's one of the scariest things I've ever read in my life. Even the scientists who are quoted in this article are scared to death.
They are, because this is the basis of our food chain, and the oceans are becoming so acidic that forms of life that require exoskeletons, an external calcium-based skeleton, can't live in them, and which sounds like bad news for crabs and lobsters, but it's really bad news for the microscopic forms of life that have exoskeletons that form most, like krill, for example, that form the basis of the food chain that is eaten by the smallest of fish, as well as by whales, are the foundation of life in the oceans.
Yeah.
It's we're killing off the foundation of life in the oceans, and as we do that, the oceans provide about a third of all the oxygen to the planet, and we're not to mention, all this enormous amount of food. All the big fish species that we find, 90% of them are gone.
I mean,
we've overfished to the point where, it's back in the... Thanks, Don, for the call. I mean, I remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips, right? North Atlantic cod. You can't get North Atlantic cod anymore. In part, the company went out of business because the fisheries were crashing and the cost of the fish went through the roof. And now it's like, well, let's farm the stuff. And then you get all these fish with fish lice, and they start contaminating the wild fish.
An historic time for America. Live, on-site coverage of the Democratic National Convention on Air America and AirAmerica.com. Our time is now. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
August is National Vision and Learning Month, and the Arizona Optometric Association wants to remind you about the importance of having your child or grandchild's vision checked. A child's vision problem can go unnoticed for years because children rarely report symptoms. They just think everyone sees the same way as they do. The Arizona Optometric Association recommends the following checkups for every child. Before age 1, check for normal eye structure development, lazy eye, crossed eyes, and other focusing problems. At age 3, test eye movement skills and ensure the eyes are working as a team. At age 5, test for readiness of vision skills for school and solve any vision problems. Then every 2 years,
sending even the brightest child to school with vision problems can lead to learning difficulties, frustration, and poor performance.
Brought to you by the Arizona Optometric Association, where vision is elementary. To schedule an exam for your child or grandchild, call 602-279-0055. That's 602-279-0055. Or log on to azoa.org. That's azoa.org.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it, but we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are 5 reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move.
1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage.
2. We offer flat hourly rates.
3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Well, 9.5 minutes before the hour of the Tom Hartman radio program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Strange times. You've heard of thieves.
Real slow.
You've heard of thieves breaking into homes to steal jewelry, TVs, collectibles.
Baby, take off your shoes.
Well, in this case, a woman came home to find a real mess in her laundry room, went upstairs to call her absent husband.
Baby, take off your dress.
When she reached to the phone,
yes.
A stranger appeared from nowhere, giving her the fight of her life.
Leave your hat on.
Yeah, well, he left his hat on. Not only was the man an intruder, but he was half naked, wearing only a pair of blue boxer shorts. The streaking crook came upstairs from the basement, grabbed the woman's purse, and bolted out the door. Cops believe he simply needed a place to wash his clothes and broke a window to get inside. This woman chased this guy, forcing him to drop the purse and its contents, which she recovered. So despite his doing his laundry, it wasn't quite a clean getaway. The guy got away without his clothes. Ellen Ratter with us with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, for the real news of the day. Hey, Ellen.
Well, the president is actually, he's in Texas. He's going to be going to speak at the VFW convention. Then he's going to New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi. And he's apparently they have arranged some way to allow Louisiana 30, or Louisiana, depending on your perspective, 30 years to repay the state share of the hurricane protection construction for the levees, et cetera.
Hmm.
I guess that's pretty good news.
Yeah.
As you know, this morning that supposedly the Russian president signed a ceasefire agreement committing Russia to the end of the hostilities. Well, at the briefing today in Texas, Gordon Jonrow said that the Russians are beginning their withdrawal, and yes, they have apparently also heard reports that they have not done that.
Right.
And then there's this question of whether the Pentagon, or actually it didn't come, I think, directly, sort of indirectly from the Pentagon, that SS-21 missiles are being moved into parts of Georgia by the Russians.
Right.
And the White House would only say that they're not going to comment specifically on what Russian units or equipment are there. But if it rolled in after August 6th, it needs to roll out. They said that would be in keeping with the Russians' commitment of withdrawal. But in other words, that sort of leaves it iffy if they were placed there before August 6th.
Yeah. The whole issue of I'm looking for the story here that I had. Over in the Asia Times, actually, there was a fascinating piece about how the Russian people are looking at the situation, and their perception of Shakhavili is, and Medvedev really, you know, kind of laid it out this morning. He says, "You move against us and our people, and we will crush you." And their perception of Shakhavili is that he's no small D Democrat. They view him as the same kind
as
of essentially.
They definitely see him as an aggressor.
Well, they see him politically. They see him as a phony, as an autocrat, much like Putin is. I mean, you know, in fact, this is the quote from the Asian Times this morning. In Georgia, Russian leaders see a regime that controls the economy and public life. It uses the image of an external enemy to consolidate power. When President Mikhail Saakashvili subdued the only independent TV channel, Emeti, which, by the way, was owned by Rupert Murdoch, still is, he took a leaf from Putin's book in 2001 to 2003. Shakhavili went even further. He used the army to disperse opposition rallies. When Putin looks at Saakashvili, it's like looking in the mirror. The image is the same, but younger, from a time when Putin was just building his power base during his first term. This is probably why he hates Saakashvili so very much. The reflection is not very flattering. And then they talk, there's just a fascinating piece in the Asia Times about how the Russian politicians are playing chess, and America's playing Monopoly, that what we're trying to do is get, you know, we're trying to get as much money as together as possible, whereas the Russians are playing literally for an end game. And, in fact, Spengler, the commentator, he says the most dangerous thing here is that the Russians are underestimating the stupidity of the West. He says the fact is that all Russian politicians are clever. The stupid ones are dead. By contrast, America and its complacency promotes dullards. And a deadly miscommunication arises from this asymmetry. The Russians cannot believe that the Americans are as stupid as they look and concludes that Washington wants to destroy them. This is what the informed Russian public believes as well, and these perceptions are very dangerous. They've now got into Skingali, the capital of South Ossetia, and it looks like there actually are thousands of casualties there as a result of the Georgian invasion.
Apparently, Condoleezza Rice made a comment either today or yesterday saying that we will find out what the Russians did. She said the world will soon know what the Russians did and how they did it. And a lot of people think that is a reference to ethnic cleansing. And then, of course, Lithuania and Poland came out and said that the Russians are carrying out ethnic cleansing. So apparently Russia has filed a complaint.
Russia's making the same case, though, against the Georgians.
Right.
You know, they're saying the exact same thing. They're saying that the Georgians, you know, wanted to drive ethnic Russians out of South Ossetia, and that...
But what's interesting is that Condoleezza Rice is making this comment.
Yeah.
And then Jonrow responds today, well, we've had reports from both sides, And you have to look at charges from both sides here.
Yeah. Well, but see, last night on CNN, you know, the commentator did this summary piece on the whole thing, and he said, and then, words to the effect of, and then Georgia involved itself in South Ossetia, and the Russians responded by invading Georgia. He didn't use the word, the phrase that the Saakashvili and Georgians invaded South Ossetia. He said, you know, involved. And it's like, we're getting just half the story here.
Well,
in the United
we are
States.
Getting just half the story, but as in any case, you got to be up front. It's just kind of like wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com. Thanks for,
dropping by,
Ellen. Good talking to you. 58 minutes past the hour. Coming up next, Alan Weisman. What would the planet be like if all the humans did die off?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. South Florida is feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Fay. The system has already forced the evacuation of tourists from Key West. A state forecaster is predicting it could bring a lot of rain and flooding to the state.
It looks like most of it will fall on the peninsula, and the urban flooding aspects are what we're really concerned about.
That storm is expected to be near hurricane strength when its eye crosses over the Keys later today. Hikers and campers near Grand Canyon had to scramble out of the way of rushing floodwaters after heavy rain. A spokesman for the Coconino Sheriff's Office says there may still be some people stranded in the canyon area.
As long as the weather is clear, to continue our air operations to get people out of there, and then we're also using the helicopters to assist our ground searchers in attempting to locate those folks that we have yet to contact.
At least 50 people were taken to a shelter overnight. Secretary of State Rice is headed to Europe for a meeting of NATO ministers as the White House keeps a close eye on developments in Georgia. This is Deputy Press Secretary Gordon Jandreau.
We will continue to closely monitor Russian actions in Georgia for confirmation of the withdrawal. This is something that should be achieved without delay.
Meanwhile, on Sky News, the Russian defense minister denied reports the town of Gori has been decimated by Russian forces.
About 100 foreign representatives went to Gori, and they saw with their own eyes that the city is untouched practically. Infrastructure is untouched. There is gas, there is electricity, there is water supply.
A U.S. official, though, says the Russian military has also moved missile launchers into South Ossetia. In a speech to the VFW in Orlando, John McCain today warned of Russian expansionism. He also questioned whether his rival Barack Obama might be putting political self-interest ahead of his country's in his approach to the Iraq War. Obama is to talk to the same group tomorrow. Today he's talking about domestic issues in a town hall meeting in New Mexico. A sell-off today on Wall Street with the Dow down almost 200 points. This is AP Radio News. New York City wants to track the movement of cars and trucks into the city, but some people say the plan is a violation of their privacy.
It's called Operation Sentinel, and it uses thousands of cameras to record vehicles coming into Manhattan by bridge and tunnel. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says it'll beef up counterterrorism measures.
Let's say we have information that someone is taking a particular vehicle into Manhattan to do harm. The license plate readers would be able to spot that and set off an alarm.
Drivers are mixed about the plan.
I think it'd be an effective law enforcement technique in the sense of you can track criminals.
It's a terrible idea. They shouldn't invade in people's privacy.
Julie Walker, New York.
More gold for Team USA in track and field and equestrian events today in China. Angelo Taylor led the first U.S. sweep of the men's 400-meter hurdle since 1960. California's Stephanie Brown Trafton also picked up a gold by winning the women's discus. And the U.S. struck gold in equestrian team jumping in a jump-off today against Canada. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Office Depot. Shop OfficeDepot.com for free next business day delivery on their local delivery areas on office supply orders of $50 or more. Restriction and fuel charges may apply. See OfficeDepot.com for details.
Open your 1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The official radio station of the future. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain and, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
If you're like most Americans, you want to pay your bills and pay them on time. Unfortunately, gas prices are rising. The cost of living seems to be escalating by the day, and you can only stretch a dollar so far. It's no wonder so many of us are falling behind. If you find yourself having sleepless nights, feeling the added stress from worry caused by medical bills, credit cards, and other debt, you're not alone, and we can help. Call Clean Slate Debt Settlement at 888-752-8390. That's 888-SLATE-90, or visit our website, www.yourcleanslate.com. Most people accepted credit offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I told her with a little luck, she could be the only woman ever to serve as both the First Lady and Miss Buffalo, Chip.
Oh, nice. It's just like you imagine a strip club in South Dakota being. It really is. A trollop with too much makeup being harassed by a creepy old guy. That's what it is. What is she supposed to do now? Host diplomatic receptions and give lap dances? I mean, come on.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
What would the planet be like if we were all gone? What happens to the Earth when humans disappear? Alan Weisman has written a thoughtful and thought-provoking book, The World Without Us, a New York Times bestseller. And he's on the line with us right now. Alan, welcome to the show. Alan?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, great to have you with us. This is absolutely an extraordinary book, and not just the conclusions that you draw, but the case that you build, the science of it, and the look at previous civilizations, how the Pleistocene overkill theory, the kind of we've been there befores. Let's start at the beginning, or with the biggest of the big pictures, which is what would happen to the planet if humans, say there was an Ebola and the flu virus met each other, and suddenly there were just no humans left on the planet?
Well, I used a premise like that. It's highly unlikely that we would all disappear right away, but I intentionally chose that because so many environmental books don't get read because people are scared. Oh, my God, what if we all die? In my book, everybody's already dead. It happened very quickly, but everything else is left to continue on. And the first thing that would happen is that things would get kind of quiet, because just imagine when the last time was that you didn't hear any motor sounds, any sounds of a human fired engine. Suddenly we would just hear wind, rain, insects, birds. It would be really rather lovely. And all of those things would start to invade our spaces very quickly. It happens right now. Engineers who maintain bridges in Manhattan, for example, show me that whenever their back is turned, a seed will lodge between two plates, steel plates, and germinate, and suddenly roots will be pushing them apart. Well, there'd be no maintenance people left to fix that sort of thing. Under New York City, which is one of the examples I used in the book, all the pumps that constantly are emptying the subway tunnels of water, groundwater that's trying to fill them up, would cease to run, so it would be flooded within 2 or 3 days, and that would start to corrode the columns that are holding up the streets, and they would start to collapse within a couple of decades, and we'd have rivers running on the surface of Manhattan, which is what we had 150 or so years ago before they flattened down the city to superimpose a grid of streets on top of it. Mm-hmm. Also, all these plants and animals would confront things that we would leave behind, things ranging from those buildings and our infrastructure to materials, some of which are quite resistant, like plastic or some of our radioactive waste. And they would have to deal with them. They'd have to deal with the fact that for the next few hundred years, corrosion would release chemicals from chemical plants or dry cleaners or whatever into the ecosystem. And then, of course, there's all this carbon that we have dug up out of the earth, pumped into the atmosphere. It would take a while for that to be reabsorbed.
But it eventually would.
It eventually would. Scientists who I interviewed for this, and this was a couple of years ago, I thought it would take about 100,000 years for all the industrial age carbon dioxide to eventually get reabsorbed. But the good news is that most of that would happen in the first 1,000 years, actually the first few centuries. So there's every good reason to start now to diminish or to abolish the amount of carbon that we are adding.
Well, I've seen estimates that, the oil, most of the oil that we're using today was created during the Carboniferous period, this 3 to 500 million year ago time.
Well, certainly the coal was. The coal. Creation of oil is really still kind of mysterious, and we know that small sea creatures were probably compressed to form it, but we know much better how coal was formed, because you can still go down there and you can see the grain of tree trunks metamorphosed into coal in coal mines.
Right.
Plastic experts who I interviewed for this explained to me that the original tree trunks, they were made out of lignin and cellulose like trees today, but microbes had not developed any enzymes to break down lignin. They'd never seen it before. So for the first 100,000 years or so, trees, when they die, they would just sort of lie there. They wouldn't decay, but they'd get covered by silt, and eventually so much silt buried them and compressed them, and that's why we have coal today. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of our plastics, because until microbes learn how to digest this stuff, it's pretty indestructible. So you can just imagine the telephone that you and I are talking on, or computers or Barbie dolls entering the fossil record.
Yeah, over the short term anyway. But yeah. I've heard it said that in 1 year we burned through an amount of carbon that took, I've heard numbers as low as 100,000 years and as high as 1 million years for the planet to accumulate out of the atmosphere and stash under the Earth, basically, through mostly biological activity, photosynthesis capturing it, and then the fossilization process. So that would be reversed.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, nature has always existed in sort of a mass and energy balance. It used the amount of energy that it needed, and what it didn't need, it's just stored away,
right.
You know, it buried it. And we were part of that cycle. We started to accelerate it when we learned how to manage fire, and then eventually we started to melt rocks, first accidentally. Some copper started to flow around a campfire, and we realized, oh, look what happens. And then we entered, you know, a Bronze Age, and then an Iron Age, and then finally an Industrial Age, where we learned how to do all kinds of things if only we had concentrated energy. So we dug up energy, millions of years worth, that nature had stored away, and we've used it up in the last 200-300, and that's why there's 1 million years worth of concentrated energy waste products floating around in the atmosphere right now that unfortunately are changing things on us.
We're talking to Alan Weisman. He is a columnist, the author of 5 books, senior editor and producer for Homelands Productions. WorldWithoutUs.com is the website. The World Without Us is his book. And, Alan, what was the point of writing this book?
Well, the point was not that I want human beings to disappear. I mean, you know, some people have asked, you know, what, do you hate people? Do you think that we are a pox on the planet? And by no means. I think that we deserve to be here as much as any other species. But there's no question that too much of any good thing can be too much, and our presence has become so overwhelming that we're starting to push other things off the planet that ultimately going to eliminate us, too, because we depend on lots of other species to do lots of our work, you know, purifying our water, pollinating our plants, all sorts of things that happens in the ecological web. But it's really so hard for us to think about that huge ecological web of all those other species because we are so dominant and we're also so interesting that our presence literally distracts us from really looking at the planet to see how it functions.
As a species, we're total narcissists.
Well, but I think every species is a total narcissist, so I can't blame us for that.
What
I realized was that if I theoretically just cleared humans off the planet, we could see much more easily what else lives here, how it would perform without all of our daily pressures, how it would deal with all the junk we leave behind, which is another way of looking at what it is that we're doing every day.
Right.
And then when we see how magnificently nature could restore itself, which is what I discovered time and time again through all my research all over the world, even if it can't bring back an extinct species, it can come up with something else that will take its place. Nature's always done that. Then the conclusion that I hope that readers take away from this, and which seems to be the case, is, wow, if nature could do that and it could happen so quickly, there's got to be a way that we can still be a part of this, only in harmony with the rest of the planet and
Alan,
not in constant combat with
it. Alan, we have about a half a minute left. The carrying capacity of the planet before we started using ancient sunlight, oil and coal, was never greater than 500 million people. What do you think is the appropriate, and now we're pushing 7 billion, what do you think is the appropriate carrying, what is the appropriate human load on this planet?
Well, I don't think anybody knows for sure. You know, we know that at the beginning of the 20th century, before all the agricultural technology and medical technology caused a population explosion, the population doubled twice in the last century, we were at 1.6 billion. If we all tried the Chinese experiment, which granted has its, you know, downsides, which have been revealed to us, and it's important to understand that. But if everybody had only one child from now on, within a century, we'd be back to 1.6 billion, and there'd be a lot more room for other species to exist.
Right. And perhaps for us. I mean, it's not like the world was lightly populated in 1900.
Exactly.
So, Alan Weisman, his book, The World Without Us, the website also, theworldwithoutus.com.
At worldwithoutus.com.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, worldwithoutus.com. And the book has the in it, but not the website. Alan, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. 17 minutes past the hour.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at hartmanradio.com. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicle, or your business. What would you do without your home, your auto, or your business? Could you afford the cost of a fire, theft, or a flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or an underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings or employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency, 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, invested in our community, with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Mark your calendar for Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for YourAutoNetwork.com's Calling All Cars Show. Each week, we'll provide you with money-saving tips on car care and repair and how to get the most miles per dollar. Join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Your Auto Network's Calling All Cars Show. And be sure to visit our website at www.YourAutoNetwork.com for the very best automotive services in town.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now, short sales and foreclosures are at an all-time high in Arizona. This has created a small window of opportunity for every type of home buyer. In some cases, properties are selling below 60% of their market value. Real estate investors and speculators have already started buying these properties at a rapid pace. We at 76 Mortgage have a goal: help our clients take full advantage of the current Arizona real estate market. We have hand-selected real estate agents who are experts at getting our clients the best possible deal in today's market. 76 Mortgage still offers the best rates and lowest fees, and we are still offering no money out-of-pocket financing to qualified borrowers. Mortgage rates are still low, and it's a buyer's market. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, 10 years dead,
One of the great heroes of labor, Joe Hill. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone. Stuart Acuff is with us. He is the assistant to the president of the AFL-CIO and AFL-CIO.org, the website. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you, as always.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. I should note, you've been a community organizer and a union organizer for over 30 years. The Employee Free Choice Act, our program, in fact, is sponsored in part by the Teamsters fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. And we're very, very proud to have the Teamsters, Teamster.org, as a sponsor of the show. The Employee Free Choice Act has got a corporate America quaking in its boots to the point that Walmart is dragging their employees in for special. It almost sounds like, you know, what the Soviet Union used to do, or, you know, Mao Zedong, you know, re-education sessions.
Absolutely. It's a little bit scary when you think that corporate America would go so far as to try to intimidate or manipulate its workers into who to vote for in this election. It's blatantly illegal. It's a violation of federal election law. But corporate America is afraid of giving average, everyday working Americans the free right to choose for themselves whether or not to join or form a union and bargain collectively. And this act, as you know, Tom, is the most important thing that's happened in the labor movement for 70 years since the passage of the Wagner Act, because it would restore the absolute right of most working Americans to decide for themselves whether or not to be in a union.
Yeah, then the next thing we have to do is repeal
Taft-Hartley.
Taft-Hartley. I was going to say there's...
You're exactly right.
I've got a long list, but that's at the top of it.
You're exactly right, and you're ahead of us on that, Tom, but you're exactly right. Repeal of Taft-Hartley would do a great... would go a long, long way towards restoring balance in our economy.
And it's amazing how that thing got passed through Congress in 47 over Harry Truman's veto.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's just the Republicans had power, you know, and in both the House and Senate, and boy, did they use it. I mean, the Democrats really have some lessons to learn in the use of power, I think.
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
In any case, I just have to tell you, we're talking with Stuart Acuff, the assistant to the president of the AFL-CIO, AFL-CIO.org is the website, of course. Here in Portland, Oregon, and I was in Seattle over the weekend. We saw the same thing on TV in Seattle Saturday night. I'm assuming that my listeners, in fact, I hear from my listeners all over the country, that they're seeing the same thing. It is local advertising more often than not, so it doesn't get any kind of national attention. It's not being discussed. But you can't watch an hour of television, particularly on cable, in this community, without seeing one of about a dozen variations on the theme of the big labor bosses want to take away your right to a private vote.
Yep.
Gordon Smith, our Republican senator from Oregon, who is running for re-election and is running scared every 6 years, this is his second time. He did the same thing last time. He votes Republican 90 to 100% of the time. His voting with Bush record in the 5 years running up to this election was about 95%. It was right there with George Bush all the time. And then in the last year, he starts going against Bush. He's running ads about how he joined with John Kerry for this. He joined with Barack Obama for that. I mean, he's literally in his own voice with his own face saying, I joined with John Kerry to stand up for, and I joined with Barack Obama. He's running. But then his campaign is running these ads about how his opponent does not want to allow you to have a secret vote for a union, and therefore, I mean, just really, really trashing his opponent.
And an outright lie, Tom. I mean, there is nothing in the Employee Free Choice Act that will outlaw or do away with workers being able to petition for an election and getting an election. They could still do this under this act, still do that under the act, but that is, both methods of forming a union are legal today, either signing cards or petitioning for an election and having an election.
Right.
Today, the employer gets to decide. Under this act, it's the workers who will decide the method of choosing the union.
Right, but they are. I mean, they must be spending hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide in the
$100 million this year, $200 million next year to stop this. And they're being very smart. They're running these ads to make their money go as far as possible. They're running these ads in the 10 to 15 targeted Senate races around the country. So Minnesota, New Hampshire, Maine, Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon are seeing a lot of these things. But
Stuart, we just have like 20 seconds. How do we push back against this?
Well, number one, they're in these. Number one and most important, vote Democrat, vote Barack Obama. Tell people that we need to restore balance in the economy, and workers need a free choice about whether or not to be in a union. Support the Employee Free Choice Act, and listen to Tom Hartman every day on Air America.
And keep in mind, if you want democracy, you want a union, because a union is democracy in the workplace.
Tom, you're a great friend. We appreciate everything you do every day.
Thank you. Stuart Acuff, AFL-CIO.org.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Call him now at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Day is coming. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters expect a lot of rain as Tropical Storm Faye gets closer to Florida.
It looks like most of it will fall in the peninsula, and the urban flooding aspects are what we're really concerned about.
Faye is expected to strengthen into a hurricane. Russians say they are withdrawing from Georgia, but Georgians see little sign of movement on the ground. In Crawford, Texas, this is Deputy White House Press Secretary Gordon Jonro.
We will continue to closely monitor Russian actions in Georgia for confirmation of the withdrawal. This is something that should be achieved without delay.
Americans Jake Gibb and Sean Rosenthal lost today in Beijing in the men's volleyball quarterfinals. U.S. pole vaulter Jen Stuzinski won a silver medal.
To come in the Olympics, in your first Olympics, and get a medal, you know, a silver medal nonetheless, I mean, it's great. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Southern California home prices fell more than 30% in July compared to last year. Oil prices have been fluctuating. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 183 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Kendra with North Valley Mechanical. We're a family-owned, veteran-run air conditioning and heating company that serves the entire Valley. We've served the KPHX community since day one. Give me a call to discuss your indoor comfort needs. When you call, I make sure the North Valley Mechanical family takes care of all of your questions and installs or repairs your equipment to the highest standards. Call me at North Valley Mechanical today to discuss a repair, maintenance checkup, or a new American Standard high-efficiency comfort system. 480-538-9184. Our family is proud to serve yours. We're North Valley Mechanical at 480-538-9184. Or visit us online at northvalleymechanical.com. Your comfort is our number one priority. Call us today at 480-538-9184. That's 480-538-9184. Or online at northvalleymechanical.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
The Jeff Farias Show.
We will capture Osama bin Laden, or put it this way, bring him to justice. I know how to do it.
Now, if he knows how to catch Osama bin Laden, why has he been holding out for the last 7 years? I mean, couldn't he have shared whatever he knows? He's been there. Why don't he come back and report to the administration? Why don't he go over to the CIA and explain to them where he is?
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Talk radio for the rest of us here on the Tom Hartman radio program. And downright crazy stuff going on. I got two stories for you from Russia. The first a crazy one, the other a serious one. This is the verdict of a judge in Russia last month dismissing the case brought by a 22-year-old woman in the advertising industry who was claiming sexual harassment. She said that her boss had told all his female underlings to, quote, signal with their eyes if they desperately wanted to be laid on the boardroom table. She hadn't realized that he meant this literally, and this is from Lucy Kellaway's column in the Financial Times. She hadn't realized that he meant this literally, and her eyes may have given an inadvertent twitch at some point. When she refused his subsequent and most unwelcome advances, he locked her out of the office. The judge ruled he was appropriate in firing her. The judge said sexual harassment is a good thing. The human race would die out without it. Yeah. But maybe I'm crazy. Well, you know, it's a difference between civilized and uncivilized. Here's the serious one, and then we'll pick up your phone calls. But this is from today's Financial Times, and I encourage you to track this story down. Catherine Belton writing in today's Financial Times. The library in Svengali, this is the capital of South Ossetia. The library in Svengali is charred and pockmarked. House after house on the city's main streets have been hit by rocket fire. And on Telman Street, a residential Jewish quarter just a few hundred yards from the city center, nearly every home has been reduced to rubble. In Svengali, few residents doubt that the government in Tbilisi, that's Georgia, that's Saakashvili in Tbilisi, began the battle for the city when the Georgian army launched a volley of rocket fire shortly before midnight on August 7th. And they talk about how the entire city, this is quoting Muma Sekmanvili, one of the few Georgians still living in this ethnic Ossetian dominated capital, said the entire city was leveled centimeter by centimeter. We were 2.5 days in a bunker without food. By the end, there were more than 100 people in the bunker with us. Dead people lay there. It was a living hell. Researchers at, now, this is quoting from Financial Times. Researchers at Human Rights Watch say initial evidence indicates most of the damage resulted from Georgian rockets. Russian officials deny bombing the town and are holding the city up as a key symbol in a campaign to accuse Mikhail Saakashvili, the pro-Western Georgian leader, of ethnic cleansing in launching an attack on Svengali just hours after declaring a ceasefire. Once it gained control of the city last week, the Kremlin began organizing trips for journalists from North Ossetia into South Ossetia capital and surrounds. They talk about the people there. They were initially helpless in the face of Grad rockets, the Soviet-era missiles used widely by the Georgians. In Svengali, the air in the villages filled with the smell of rotting corpses. They quote Yuliana Kasieva. Now, there's a dispute about whether, you know, how much of this damage was caused by the initial attack by the Georgians and how much of it was caused by the Russians, fighting back. And that dispute is probably not going to be resolved very quickly. But she says they were shelling us from all sides, and this was the response. She says, why did Saakashvili do this? Why did they bomb my city just because I'm an Ossetian? They promised us they would not fire, and then they attacked the city. Mikhail Mentsayev, the head of South Ossetia's interior ministry, said this week that the death toll had hit more than 2,100. He says, we are still finding the remains of people. We are sometimes finding whole families in basements. All that's left of them is bones. Their family can't recognize them. You will find none of this in the American press. We are playing this in the United States as if Georgia never started this thing, didn't initiate this, didn't cause all these deaths, and the response from Russia just came out of the blue. And I think, frankly, we're making a big mistake. And our press is making a big mistake, and our government is making a big mistake by not letting the American people know that there are two sides to this story. Neither side is probably right. The Russian response was, I would say, almost certainly a massive overreaction. On the other hand, the Georgian, you know, Saakashvili had a ceasefire, and then he starts dropping bombs on people at midnight. It's just not the way to do it. Just not the way to do it. So, anyhow, got a bunch of folks here, been on hold for a while. Rita in Orange County, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Rita.
Hi. Yes. I was thinking about trying to get into to that preacher down there, the mega church meeting. And on a Friday afternoon, and I listen to this station and public radio stations, so I think I heard it on them later in the afternoon, Friday, that they were charging $2,000 a ticket to get into that debate.
Wow.
That's what you want to call it.
That would account for why
that's why
crowd kind of warmed to John McCain saying $5 million is what makes you rich.
Yeah, mega church. There you go.
Yeah, amazing.
And on BBC America, when this started about Ossetia, they were showing for two nights running. Even BBC was doing it, not only the news hour, and that followed up on it on TV. They were showing people in the bomb shelters, and they were acting like it was in Georgia that it was happening, not in Ossetia. And those people were in the shelters there for two nights running. They did that.
Right. Yeah. So, I you know, whether they were confused or not, I think not.
They were confused the second and third night they were doing it.
Yeah, you're
absolutely
barely
mentioned it the third night.
Yep, and as I said last night on CNN, I mean, the guy didn't even mention the Georgian invasion of South Ossetia.
Right.
They were confused
because they were shown the same picture of the same family coming out of the bomb shelter three nights in a row.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. I mean, it's like, who is being served by this? Clearly, the military-industrial complex makes a fortune if we have another Cold War. They would love us to have another Cold War. John in Phoenix, you want to disagree with me. John, thanks for waiting so long.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Just to ask you about your claim that Democrats don't lie.
No, I wouldn't make that as an absolute statement. Certainly, you know, politicians in general tend to lie. My point was that the Republican agenda for the United States is that conservatives, by and large, the true conservatives, classic conservatives, I mean, go back and read Russell Kirk's 1954 book, which is still the Bible of the modern conservative movement, the conservative mind.
Are you going to let me ask my question?
Yeah, but yeah, I thought you mischaracterized what I said.
So, well, no, anyhow. I quoted what you said.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, when Obama promised to take public financing for the presidential election, would you classify that as a lie?
I don't know that he unilaterally promised that. I thought it was a qualified statement.
He put it in writing. Okay, how about
yeah, the statement in writing was qualified as well.
How about this? Democrats claim all the time that Republicans morphed Max Cleland's image into Osama bin Laden. You've heard that claim before, haven't you?
I don't recall.
Yeah, well, you've actually made it yourself. And you've made some statements about Don Siegelman's, about Canary prosecuting Don Siegelman, and she recused herself. And you know, I would say you're just misinformed. I wouldn't call
herself.
You a liar. But
I have seen the ads
would you say
with Max
lies?
Cleland and Osama bin Laden. Yeah.
You've seen him. You've seen his face morphed into Osama bin Laden.
Well, perhaps it's the wrong word, but
he doesn't even appear in the same frame. That's my point. Is these stories that you weave and get out there in the public? I mean, you talk about Republicans, Tom. You are such a serial exaggerator. It's getting into crisis mode.
So you've gone back over what? I mean, last time I talked about Max Cleland was when, a year ago?
Well, no, I just talked to you about Mrs. Canary, and you talk about that all
Laura
the time.
Laura Canary did initiate the prosecution of Don Siegelman.
She recused herself before any indictments or anything happened to them. You didn't even use
but
the word.
But she initiated the prosecution.
You said that she was she prosecuted him.
I would say initiating a prosecution is prosecuting somebody.
Have you ever said that she recused herself?
Don Siegelman has said it on our program. What does that have to do with anything, John? Here you have the wife of the campaign manager of your opponent initiating a prosecution against you, and you're defending that, John?
She didn't initiate the prosecution. That's where you're wrong. You need to look these things up. And by the way, speaking of Don Siegelman, do you know he's been on television and the radio 30 times since he got out of prison? And he has not been able to come forth. I mean, Dan Abrams won't even let him on his show anymore. He's so embarrassed by him. He can't even state one scintilla of evidence to back up his claim about Karl Rove. Not nothing.
John, the Republican talking points are so. This is why Republicans have to do this. Republicans have to do this because their agenda for America is rule by the few and rule by the rich, period. Get rid of the unions so working people can't stand it. Take down people by any means possible. Have the wife of the campaign manager of the opponent is the federal prosecutor, is involved in prosecuting. And I believe Don Siegelman when he said it, and I've read the articles, and yes, putting in the same campaign ad Max Cleland and Osama bin Laden when the guy running against him is this fool who got a series of deferments from the Vietnam War and then ran as a war hero, or essentially ran as Max Cleland, was not sufficiently patriotic. I mean, come on, give me a break. It is astounding to me the level to which the Republican apologists and sitting on hold for an hour and a half. You know, what are you being paid? $50 an hour to do this? I mean, it's incredible. Plan on seeing a lot more of this kind of thing coming up. This is the Republican machine at its
Air worst. America makes history. Live broadcasts and continuing coverage from the DNC in Denver on Air America and AirAmerica.com. Our time is now. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Please join me and your favorite Air America hosts on the second ever Air America cruise as we visit the exotic Western Caribbean this November. Our Air America family from the last cruise still hasn't stopped raving about the unique combination of seminars, sun, fun, and food, and now it's your chance to enjoy it. Guest speakers joining us include Ron Reagan, Bob Schrum, and Gary Hart. We set sail November 16th and cabins sell out quickly, so book yours today. Call 1-800-955-7018 or visit airamericacruise.com.
Why do I choose non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer, but when my allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when my son scores a soccer goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move.
One, no need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage.
Two, we offer flat hourly rates.
Three, your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
Four, we guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
Five, we will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. I suppose I should take it as a compliment. You know, it should be considered high flattery. Probably because we're the number one rated progressive talk show in the United States, that somebody with either a lot of money or a lot of time has been going through years of archives of our show. And, I mean, it's been a long time since I've talked about Saxby Chambliss. Here's the ad, by the way. This is Saxby Chambliss was ran against Max Cleland in 2002 in Georgia. Max Cleland used to be my senator when I lived in Atlanta. And Max Cleland left three limbs in Vietnam. He lost both legs and, as I recall, his left arm and in Vietnam. And this Chambliss ad starts out, the visual on the starting out of this thing is a picture in the upper left-hand corner of Osama bin Laden, in the lower right-hand corner of what looks like Saddam Hussein, actually. I'm not sure who it is. And then there's a couple of fighter bombers and whatnot. Here's the spot.
As America faces terrorists and extremist dictators, Max Cleland...
Now, they immediately switch then from the face of Osama bin Laden to the face of Max Cleland in the same black and white format. And there's his picture.
...television ads claiming he has the courage to lead. He says he supports President Bush at every opportunity, but that's not the truth.
Well, actually, he's supported the national security.
Since July, Max Cleland has voted against the president's vital homeland security efforts 11 times. Max Cleland says he has the courage to lead, but the record proves Max Cleland is just misleading.
And then at the end, passed by the Saxby-Chambliss committee. And this was the ad that the argument was made that even though the week before and the day before the election, the pre-election polls all showed in Georgia that Max Cleland was going to win by 2, 3, 4, 5 points. And Chambliss won by the exact percentage that Cleland was predicted to have won. And the exit polls the day after showed that Cleland won. And this was the first time in the history of Georgia, 2002, that all of the votes were done on electronic voting machines, and there was absolutely no paper trail in the state. And I still believe that Max Cleland had this election stolen from him. But it's been years since I said that ad morphed Osama bin Laden's face into that of Saxby-Chambliss. And I would say, for all practical purposes, it does. You play them back to back, the effect is the same. But it's just remarkable. I love it. Oh, my. Joe in Denver. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine.
Good. Well, first of all, before I forget, I wanted to ask you a quick question, and then I'll make my comment and take your response off the air. I'm trying to find tickets for your debate that you're going to be doing with, Dennis Krieger on the 25th in Denver.
And yeah, that was put together by and is being handled by the folks over at Air America, and I don't know if the local station is involved. You might call the Denver affiliate and ask them.
Yeah, they're not, and so I'll have to look at Air America.
Okay,
on your website either.
Louise says that we'll have information on our website up in 24 hours.
Okay, perfect. Well, anyway, the other comment that I kind of wanted to make was just a little bit in reference to something you had mentioned earlier just about Barack Obama. And I guess I understand you're a Democrat and you're a supporter of the party, but as I continue to see Obama continue to edge and kneel closer and closer to what would the majority of people's perceptions be the middle of the road as far as politics go, I'm just wondering, when do you make a vote on principle rather than based on the party, and if you continue to support these individuals who go back, like on the FISA bill as much as I hate to admit it, the other caller had a point about Obama saying that he was going to rely primarily on public funds and then, turned around and did something else. And I'll probably end up voting for Barack Obama myself as well.
Yeah.
But just wondering what your opinion is on when you change and you vote on principle. And if that's the case, when will be your breaking point?
Well, first of all, I don't consider myself exclusively a Democrat. I say on this program, and I've said it many times, we need to take back the Democratic Party. But I'm also a Green. I also strongly support the Green Party. And particularly at the local level, the Green Party's gotten over 300 and some odd, 350, something like that, communities to have instant runoff voting, which is something that both the Democratic and Republican parties fight against every chance that they have. So I voted Democratic in the last election, but in 2000 I voted for Ralph Nader, and I lived in Vermont, I did it because I wanted the Green Party to get that threshold of where they could get federal matching funds in the future. That said, I think it's really important that we have a Democrat in the White House. I mean, having John McCain or any Republican in the White House right now at this point in time is going to be really destructive to this country. These guys for 30 years have been taking apart America. Ronald Reagan declared war on working people in America when he busted PATCO, and then he turned the Labor Department into an anti-labor force. They have been systematically taking apart the middle class and for what they think is a very good and honorable reason. that a strong middle class leads to, in their mind, leads to instability. You get students rioting. I mean, look at the 60s and 70s. You had people, you know, you had African-Americans rioting in the streets. You had students rioting in the streets. You had women burning bras. I mean, oh, my God, this is society melting down. That's the conservative worldview. And they, you know, they, like with John Adams, they just think, you know, hey, it's the rabble. It's too much power in the hands of the people. So there's got to be this autocracy that's basically running the show. And that's, but see, because the majority of Americans don't agree with that, they don't, that's not their worldview, they don't go along with the Republican perspective, the only way that the Republicans can win office is by either A, lying about these things, or B, taking wedge issues, small, peripheral, largely irrelevant issues, God, gays, guns, abortion, things like this, and inflating them to be more important than the possibility of biosphere melting down or war or the middle class disappearing. And, you know, up to this point, tragically, they've been successful. I mean, it's really a startling thing. Tomorrow, Renee, Marie, Stefano, and Dan Gaynor will be with us. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
The road to the White House is America's greatest race, and it starts now. Join MSNBC for unprecedented coverage of the Democratic Convention beginning Monday, August 25th, and the Republican Convention starting September 1st.
This is so inspiring!
20 hours a day with Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews, and the best political team in the business.
Fasten your seatbelts. You need to watch this.
That's why MSNBC is the place for politics.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As many as 25,000 people are heading inland as Tropical Storm Fay brings heavy rain to South Florida and the Keys. Governor Charlie Crist says it's hard to say at this time which areas will be hardest hit.
Floridians should not focus on the storm track, as we always say. It's a broad area where this storm is going to have an impact.
It is expected to be near hurricane strength when the eye hits land. It's already left at least five people dead in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. A tense situation is developing in central Virginia. Business owners have been asked to evacuate a shopping center near Smith Mountain Lake as a small plane taken from a nearby airport circled the area. Authorities say the pilot was not authorized to take the plane from the airport and may want to use it to commit suicide. As Secretary of State Rice heads to Europe for more talks on the situation in Georgia, White House Deputy Press Secretary Gordon Jandro says Russia needs to live up to the ceasefire agreement.
I'm not going to comment specifically on what Russian units or equipment are in the area right now. But let me be clear, if it rolled in after August 6th, it needs to roll out.
Meanwhile, the AP's Sagar Meghani reports there are indications of more Russian firepower in the region. Missile launchers reportedly have been placed in South Ossetia.
The launchers are within range of Tbilisi, the Georgian capital, which would allow Russia to pull out of Georgia proper, as promised under a ceasefire, but still punish the capital with the push of a button. A Pentagon spokesman would not confirm the report, but says the missile launchers would violate the ceasefire.
Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says he's not completely convinced the FBI probe into the 2001 anthrax attacks was focused on the right person. He made his comments after seeing the FBI evidence against Bruce Ivins. That Army scientist killed himself before he could face charges in the attacks. On Wall Street, they're selling today, the Dow now down by about 197 points. This is AP Radio News. At a VFW convention today in Orlando, John McCain is critical of Barack Obama's position on the troop surge in Iraq.
Even in hindsight, he